Randall, let's talk a little bit about you. You shared some of the experiences y'all have had with canola here to the with the U.S. Canola Association today. What really got Kingfisher farmers interested in rolling forward with this crop?
I think just the work that we've done was showing them the benefits. It didn't start out as making money with the canola. It started out as cleaning the wheat up. They knew we had some issues and wanted to get their wheat cleaned up so they could start making more money on their wheat. And the canola has instantly proved itself as a profitable commodity, and it's just grown from there.
What's been the hurdles? What's been the learning curve along the way?
Harvesting's the number one hurdle. Number two would probably be getting it in the ground, getting a good stand on the crop. But working with them, the producers, we have a new hurdle every year. We just got to work with them to get past those hurdles.
And we're starting to see more and more folks really put a field or two or more in canola, aren't we, in Kingfisher County?
Yeah, the guys that have been doing a field or two are now getting a three and four. And then the guys that have been watching, seeing how it's going, we're starting to see them bring in the field or two, and the acres continue to grow.
You made one statement I thought was pretty interesting. You said that if we could solve a specific harvest issue, that we could really see the acres expand, that you'd like to see a straight cut. Why?
Most of our producers have their own combine, and harvesting is such a timely aspect of the canola process. Mm-hmm. And where most of our producers have their own combine, if they could go out and straight cut it, they don't have the expense of hiring somebody to swath it. They don't have the expense of having somebody else cut it when they got their own combine sitting there in the shed. And I think if we have the availability to, they can go out and cut it themselves, everybody will start trying a little bit here and there, and then it'll just really grow.
For the elevator, what were your biggest, what would you have to do to really make this thing work for y'all?
We were very fortunate in Kingfisher. We've got two different legs for dumping. So the biggest issue for us was taking the storage out of wheat and moving it to canola, not knowing exactly what we would get. We had to retrofit the bins, as we talked earlier about the floor. The perforations in the floor were too big. We had to actually completely take our air system out, change it around. It put us pretty substantial a dollar amount into getting it where we can receive this crop to help the producers out. So they had a place to bring the crop to us.
I guess the small nature of the seed, that just gives you a whole new world of challenges, doesn't it?
Yes. They say if it doesn't hold water, it won't hold canola in there, and it's pretty accurate. Lots of gray tape on trucks, combines. But, you will find every leak that you have.
All righty. Great. Thank you, sir.